Hi, I'm Dr. Ray Calabrese. Welcome to my podcast, Journey from Grief to Healing. Grieving is difficult. I know. I lost my best friend and wife after a long marriage. In this series of podcasts, you'll discover what you are experiencing physically and emotionally is normal. Healing is possible. Remember, love always wins. Life will get better. Episode 87. The recent Powerball lottery in the U.S. was worth $1.3 billion. I normally don't play Powerball, but I got caught up in the excitement, and I bought two tickets. I figured maybe I'd get lucky and win. I could use $1.3 billion. If I won, I'd celebrate and go out for dinner. LOL. There was one winner. It wasn't me. After I saw the numbers on Sunday morning, I tossed my tickets in the trash and went to Mass at my church. When we buy a lottery ticket, we're not buying a lottery ticket. We're buying hope. We're buying dreams. We invest a few dollars and almost zero emotional capital. So when we fail to win, we don't feel down or angry. We wait for the next drawing or until the prize gets big enough to draw us in. When we get married, become involved in a serious relationship, or have children, we're investing in hope and dreams. We're investing in life's lottery, although we don't think of it that way. Instead of paying a couple of dollars, we're all in, both materially and emotionally. When we enter life's lottery filled with confidence and optimism that we will win, dreams will be reached, love and happiness will surround us all the days of our lives, and our lives will be long and healthy. It's important to have that kind of attitude, and it's a healthy attitude to maintain. However, sometimes life just doesn't play fair with us. Our health may fail, and those we deeply love are snatched away from us way too young. Or we watch the ones we love suffer and slowly die, while we are powerless to alter the tragic course of their life. For those who have followed this podcast, you know I was angry with Babe's cancer diagnosis and suffering. You know I questioned God, asking why Babe suffered and why my prayers seemed to fall on deaf ears. Maybe I didn't win the Powerball, but I had a winning lottery ticket when we were married. We didn't know our dreams and hope would be shattered. Life's unfairness raises lots of questions that seem to have no answer. I don't know why some people suffer and some don't. I don't know why good people are taken from us and some real stinkers are left to romp through life. If I let these questions dominate my mind, I know I'd live an unhappy life. There are some questions with no answers, such as, why didn't God answer my prayers? Why do young people die? Why does it seem that bad people get the breaks? Each of us has our own set of unanswered questions. What do we do about the unanswered questions? And how, after we've lost someone we deeply love, recommit ourselves after our grieving period, to living with hope and dreaming of an optimistic future? The poet William Wordsworth offers some help in his famous poem, Ode on Imitations of Immortality. The entire poem can be found on the website, allpoetry.com. I share a small part of this poem. Then sing ye birds, sing a joyous song, and let the young lambs bound, as to the tabor's sound. We in thought will join your throng, ye that pipe and ye that play, ye that through your hearts today feel the gladness of the May. What though the radiance which was once so bright be now forever taken from my sight, though nothing can bring back the hour of splendor in the grass, of glory in the flower, we will grieve not, rather find strength in what remains behind, in the primal sympathy, which having been must ever be, in the soothing thoughts that spring out of human suffering, in the faith that looks through death, in the years that bring the philosophic mind. We can turn from our grieving and begin to take steps to reconnect with hope and our dreams. Rekindling hope and new powerful dreams are waiting for you and for me. We don't have a hopeless void. We have within us the power to dream new dreams. We can believe that our best days are still in front of us. We were blessed for a moment with the gift of the one we dearly loved, who is no longer by our side. We can look at the time we shared as gift, and a source of strength as we move forward with hope and optimism. We can say with poet Ellen Bass, "To love life, to love it even when you have no stomach for it, and everything you have held dear crumbles like burnt paper in your hands, your throat's filled with the silt of it, when grief sits with you, its tropical heat thickening the air, heavy as water, more fit for gills than lungs. When grief weights you like your own flesh, only more of it, an obesity of grief, you think, how can a body withstand this? Then you hold life like a face between your palms, a plain face, no charming smile, no violet eyes, and you can say, yes, I will take you. I will love you again." Yes, we can say that, can't we? I will love you again. And we will go on, and we will find hope, and we will dream new, more bigger and powerful dreams. And we know that the best days of our lives are still waiting for us. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And never quit, never give up. Our best days are still in front of us. If you like this podcast, please subscribe to get notifications of future episodes. You can also check out my blog, Looking on the Bright Side, at www.dancingalone530.com. It's all positive and uplifting. If you have any questions about my grieving experience, I want to share your grieving experience with me. Please email me at ray.breese, B-R-E-S-E, @gmail.com. Have a great day, stay strong, and never quit, never give up.